Bloodline, written by Pamela Murray and read by Claire Eden.
Prologue, 1986. He looked down at the lifeless body on the floor. Seconds turned to minutes as he stood staring in disbelief at the blood pooling all around the dead man's head. He hadn't intended it to end like this. It was just meant to be a conversation. Tell him that he knew what he had done. What happened was an accident. He hadn't intended for him to be hit like that. He hadn't meant for him to die. He just wanted to talk to him. It was a moment's insanity. A slip. A loss of control, a lashing out. But there was nothing he could do about it now. The man was dead. Stone cold dead. Hastily he gathered himself and his thoughts together. But what to do now? Nobody would believe that it had been unintentional, under the circumstances. He'd looked down at the lifeless form on the floor and panicked. What to do with the body? Where to put him? Then he thought, yes, that's it. What a great idea. Nobody will find him by the mine in a while, not with the strike going on. Nobody has any idea how long it would last. He'd dumped him down by the mine. Yes, that was the best thing to do, under the circumstances. The strike had divided families, torn some apart even, and many were at each other's throats. This would look like someone had taken their grievance too far. It would be seen as frustration about jobs in jeopardy. Somebody would get the blame for it for sure, but not him, not his family. He'd make sure of that. Present day. He stood watching them from the safety of a doorway across the road from the cafe, hands gripped into tight fists. He saw her laughing, holding his hand. What the hell did she see in him? If she was going to have an affair, she could at least have had the decency to find someone worthy, somebody respectable, not this scruffy-looking bastard sitting opposite her. He looked dishevelled, like he hadn't had a bath in a week. But then maybe he was mistaken. Jumping to conclusions, seeing something that wasn't there. Perhaps there was a perfectly good explanation. Then she partially rose and leaned her upper body across the table, giving him a gentle peck on the cheek. And that was when the blood in his veins rose to boiling point. No, it couldn't be anything other than what he was seeing. She was being unfaithful to him, and he couldn't have that now, could he? Chapter 1. The young boy tugged at his mother's arm.
There's something wrong with that man,
he said, pointing at the slumped figure in the doorway. His mother quickly looked, then she grabbed her son by the arm and pulled him along.
Don't look at him, Daniel, she said,
trying to get both her son and her shopping back to the car as quickly as she could. She couldn't be stopping to look at a homeless man in a doorway. Not today. Not ever. 2 hours in town trying to find her son a new pair of shoes for school had been an absolute nightmare. Then she had to do the food shopping after that. And she'd had a row with somebody in the shop. It hadn't been a very good morning. Not a good morning at all.
But Mummy, Daniel, be quiet.
She was almost shouting now. Her patience all but gone. Nerves shredded and very close to breaking point.
Just leave the man alone and come on. But he's... What did I tell you?
Her outburst caused everybody to stop and look at her. Shouting at a little boy like that. What sort of mother was she? She could see the eyes of the passers-by staring at her, heard them talking about her, and her son started crying. Then she heard a woman say,
"Somebody call an ambulance."
Everyone was gathered around the doorway of the closed-down shop where the homeless man was lying prone. His hoodie had been pulled down on his face when she'd quickly glanced at him before, but now it had slipped to one side, and she could see that his face was almost blue. As all the attention was now off her and on this poor lost soul, she made a quick getaway and hurried on her way, telling her son not to look back, no matter what.